Even though it's a new year, rock critic Ken Tucker is still catching up with pop music from 1993 to make sure that no worthy releases have been overlooked. He's found two such efforts, Sheryl Crow's debut album, Tuesday Night Music Club, and this one, Jane Sibbery's When I Was a Boy.
Come on, baby, come on, give me. Come on, baby, come on, give me. Come on, baby, come on, give me. Come on, baby.
I owe Jane Sibbery an apology. When this Canadian singer-songwriter's sixth release arrived at my house late last year, I didn't exactly race to the CD player to listen to it. Having heard all of Sibbery's previous collections, I'd pretty much written her off as the sort of cult pop eccentric I have no use for. With her loopy romantic discursiveness and lyrics that can best be described as blissfully addled, I'd always found Sibbery's music to be pretty but empty. But when I finally got around to playing When I Was a Boy, I found myself, over the course of weeks and months, putting it on again and again, almost without realizing what I was doing. In a way, this suits the music here, which has a dreamy urgency that's new to Sibbery's work. Her words are still mostly moony cliches, but in a song like Love Is Everything, the sheer harmonic gorgeousness of the music overwhelms any flaws.
Chickening out, you're banging on the beach like an old tin drum. I can't wait till you make the whole kingdom come. So leave it.
Where Jane Sibbery wants to create a kind of waking dream state in her listeners, Sheryl Crow is more direct and earthy, grappling with the here and now. For a debut album, Tuesday Night Music Club is a remarkably assured piece of work, which creates an atmosphere of instant intimacy.
Life springs eternal on a guarded neon street. Not that I care at all. It's been the best part of my losing streak in an army G for what I can't recall.
In a way, Sheryl Crow's album is a state-of-the-art version of the kind of singer-songwriter music that Joni Mitchell perfected in the early 70s. Tuesday Night Music Club is Court and Spark for the 90s, with all the irony and loss of innocence that that implies. What I really like about Crow is that, even when she's in pain, as she admits to being on this terrific song called Can't Cry Anymore, she turns it into a tough-minded piece of rock and roll.
Took your car, drove to Texas. Sorry, honey, but I suspected we were through, and I can't cry anymore. Well, since I left, feeling better, 'cause that's what you get when you stay together too long.
And I can't cry anymore.
Having been chastened by my Jane Siberry experience, I resolve in 1994 to play whatever she releases as soon as I receive it. But what I'm really hoping is that Sheryl Crow has a second album in her as good as her first, and that she puts it out soon.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed albums by Jane Siberry and Sheryl Crow.